Hi, Elsie.
Hi, Jess.
Elsie and I are in mourning because we are coming to you live from the apocalypse. One night only.
You guys,
live from the apocalypse. It's Elsie and Jess Ross.
Oh my God. Okay, so that you guys know where we're coming from at this moment, or at least when we're recording Wednesday.
Wednesday morning.
November 9th.
After the election, when Kleenex will be off the shelves in every store. I had some funny remarks on my status to as to what he should play at the inaugural ball for his victory. Because you know how like Hillary and Bill did Don't Stop Believin' by Fleetwood Mac? At theirs. Uh-huh. Anyway, so I posted on my status for people to come up with some good ones. And of course, End of the World by REM was there. And my cousin Josh. So I have a cousin. Our grandfathers were brothers. And I swear every time he comments anything, it's always something that he's so flipping funny that I can't even stand it. So what did he type? The End by the Doors.
Oh my gosh,
is
that
end.
Is perfect.
My only friend, the end. It's perfect. It
it's
is
perfect.
So,
it's so perfect.
Effing perfect. And because it's somber and morose. Like, I couldn't even have picked that better. Mine was Sending the Clowns. Scott's was Moving Out by Billy Joel, which is never going to. No one's ever going to do that, but it's funny. And I thought La Cucaracha because it's both Mexican. And it's called, you know, the cockroach, right? Isn't that what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. What else was there? Crazy Train, one of my sorority sisters posted. And then, oh, John, you did Golden Years. You're a jerk. I'm Afraid of Americans by Nine Inch Nails and Bowie. Burning Ring of Fire is a funny one, John.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
My sister posted Heathens by 21 Pilots, Cold Hearted Snake. These are funny.
Oh my gosh, that would be.
Look into
silly.
His eyes.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Oh, he's been telling lies.
Telling lies.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, Gretchen.
That is.
She was my little sister. Nope, that's not her. Gretchen. Gretchen Cawthon was. That's a different Gretchen. This Gretchen was a B schooler, actually. Okay. Yeah. So this show isn't about politics, and it's not going to be today. So let's start talking about something else. I know what we can talk about. I have a funny Elsie story that I would like to share.
Oh, what?
From yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it happened yesterday. So you sort of know what it is, I think.
Oh, okay.
So as you know, I was on School of Podcasting to talk about sponsorship and advertising. And as a result, lots of podcasters have been asking me to represent them. And it's great because since I said what I was looking for, they're all within the range of what I can sell, which is amazing. And I was having a consultation with one such person yesterday. It was our lovely friend Casey Arorty from Joyful Courage, Joyful Courage podcast. And she was in our VIP group. And I think we each got a one-on-one. So I've talked to her before and we were having this wonderful conversation. She's just telling me like what she's done to monetize so far, and out of nowhere, an IM comes through on my screen that says, "The goats are loose." It says in all caps, "The goats are loose. I can't even. And then it says, "Hi, happy election day, LOL." So I have to interrupt myself because I'm sitting here like, well, we're going to take this fee and that fee and this stipulation. And I go, oh my God, only you could appreciate the fact that I literally just got a text from Elsie that says the goats are loose. And she like, Peter, she was like, that is amazing. Thank God it was her that I was on the phone with, because I could literally have not shared that with anybody else.
Well, good. I know, because then you would have been.
And you can text me that anytime. But if I was on the phone with somebody who didn't know us very well, I would have been like just giggling to myself. But I was just lucky enough to be able to share it with with Casey. So I was like, I have to interrupt you because Elsie just texted me. I was like, this is such an Elsie moment. And thanks. And then an hour later, she posts me a picture of, I hope this is your porch, a one goat. They're like two goats standing watch. It's like one on the front porch. There's one on the front porch by the front door, not permitting anyone to cross. They're like the Three Billy Goats Gruff, basically. This guy won't let you in the house. This guy won't let you in the porch. And there's probably, and the way that they're looking to the left or to the right, probably there's another one on the right that won't let you on the property. Elsie's got the Three Billy Goats Gruff. Then later, it was so funny. So later, I should let you tell about what Randy posted. Because Randy on Facebook was just so funny. Like, Randy posted, like, no matter what's happening in my life, it always turns into this. And then he posts a video of like, a sequence from Starsky and Hutch when there's, like, a car chase. So fucking funny. And it's even funnier than it's Starsky and Hutch, because, of course, it's, like, an old beater that they're driving and not, like, a new car. Yeah, it has to be, like, a car from 1970. It's hilarious. I'm like, oh, my God, she's Hutch. It's true. She's Hutch.
That was so, I mean, it was just so true. The poor guy, like, okay, so yes, obviously we are all in this together. The majority of the chaos that I have in my world is my girls, you know, like usually it's the girls.
Of course.
Like they'll be doing something so bizarre where I'm like, I can't, what, why did you decide to put that on your mouth? You know, like just crazy stuff where I'm just like, whatever possessed you? What? But he has to.
Yeah. So
with all of this other extra crap.
Because your life can't just be easy, right? It can't just be two unruly daughters. There has to be goats preventing people from leaving the property.
Oh my God. And like, so we just brought them back. They were at somebody else's. Thankfully, somebody else was looking out for them while we were in flux, you know, because we hadn't landed yet. There was a lot of things that we needed to take care of. Like we had to get settled first. And then finally, Randy was able to kind of build a goat enclosure on the side where, you know, we were going to put the goats. Yeah. So he went and got the goats, and we just got the goats on Sunday, and they were great. I mean, everything was fine. But then, you know, that night, Randy, like, I heard him having a conversation with my in-laws because they actually came over and they spent the night just for one night. They were so sweet. They drove our Jeep because we have a Jeep that was in Pennsylvania. They drove our Jeep over here and they left the next day with the sister, her Randy's great grand, not her, you know, his aunt also drove over. But and that was very sweet of them to just do that for us. And so anyway, one of the goats got its head stuck inside of the fence.
Yeah, this is the night before. Like, oh, this text was precious as well.
Well, so anyway, that's what happened. But if I could have, like, there was a part of me while I, then Randy saved her. Then the next day, Randy was like, before he left, he said, keep an eye out or keep an ear out for any, like, emergency voices coming from the goats. And I was like, what the hell is that? You know, but I was able, I'm sitting there doing my work and all of a sudden I hear, and I was like, that was an emergency voice. So I go over to the place, I go over to the goat shed, and Coco is the goat. She had gotten her head stuck inside the fence. So she is like literally just running straight into it,
God.
Right? She got herself stuck in there. So I'm sitting there trying to pull the sides apart so that she could get her head out because she can't get her head out because her horns.
Right.
So when she's pulling herself back, the horns are there. So I'm like, I cannot move this. What am I supposed to do? I don't have my cell phone with me because I just ran out there because I heard the noise. I was like, I was afraid. So, but the problem is there is like a dominant goat there. Her name is Doxy. And
she's a real bitch.
She is horrible. And so what she does is every time I moved away from Coco, Doxy would ram into her. And I was like, this is not cool. She's hurting her. I mean, she was biting her ear and ramming into her. And the poor other goat is stuck with her head in there. So I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do? So I ran into the house and I'm texting Randy. And then he's like, I don't know if he texted me back or not. I think he did. And then I texted him back in again. And then he calls me back and he's like, when something like that is happening, don't text me. Just call me. And I'm like, well, Every time I call you, your phone doesn't work. Like, his phone doesn't work when you call him. Like, it rings one time and then it stops ringing. And he has to, like, he can still talk, but it just goes away. So I'm like, I just decided to do this. So anyway, so he is telling me what I need to do. He's like, well, first you have to, you know, pull the things. If you can't pull the two parts apart and help her get her head through, you're going to have to go get my pliers. They're inside the box truck. They're on the right-hand side on the bottom pail with all of the tools that are blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? You got to get. And so I'm sitting here being rammed by Doxy while trying to talk to Randy.
Oh,
and
my
they're
God.
Both screaming.
This is further proof that we need the television show that we discussed so badly. Yeah.
I know.
So bad.
And I wanted to take a picture at that moment. And then I thought, this is just insane. Why am I, why do I want to take a picture?
Why are you
of this?
Trying, like, to selfie getting your ass rammed by a goat?
I
good
know.
Good question, I must say.
Totally, right?
Right.
Oh my God.
So
it was just out of control.
Similarly, so like, okay, now let's cut to split screen this, okay? In your head, split screen this for your sitcom adventure.
For your sitcom adventure, yes.
6:06 p.m. on Monday. I write, everyone here is insane, including me, LOL. And the reason I write this is because I'm trying to eat dinner with my husband, my son, and my mother-in-law. And my husband and my mother-in-law just talk over Isaac. And he has been a grouchy bitch when he gets home from daycare. Like, he's very angry if he can't watch Trains immediately. He's demanding cookies. Like, he doesn't want to eat dinner. He wants his cars. Like, he just, and then if he doesn't get it, he either throws himself on the floor in a dramatic, like, princess tantrum, or he just, like, or he just keeps saying it, more Hane. And I'll go, no, Isaac, you're gonna go Hane. Like I didn't understand. Hey, more train. He's saying more train. He wants to watch the trains on my phone, but I need my phone. And then, but right. So rather than like address him, they just talk over him. And then I was at CVS and I had this coupon for $5. So I bought Tylenol, not the coated kind, but the uncoated kind. It sticks in my throat a little. And then he'll say, you know, CVS has these great cheese crackers you should get. And I'm just like, fucking kill me. So I text her, everything is insane. And the text I get back is, huge change of plans. One of our goats escaped. Then I had to put her back in and cobble together a wall. Then the goat got her head stuck in the fence and the other goat was beating the shit out of her. So again, split screen that in your mind of me listening to the three of them all yell over each other and myself with a splitting headache. And then in the other scene, you have Elsie texting me on one end through with her head through a fence while a goat rams her ass through the other side. And I literally, I mean, like about an hour later, I was like, I honestly don't know whose life is worse. One stuck goat while the other beats the shit out of it while I'm being, and then Randy and his text to her says like this. This is their text, you guys. This is so funny. She sends me a screenshot of her text with Randy, and here's her message to him. What's your ETA? All cash. She's all cash. What's your estimated time of arrival, dude? Coco. She didn't say dude. I'm inferring dude. She says, Coco got her head stuck, and I can't get it out. Doxy is beating her up while she's stuck. I gotta go get the pliers. And then he writes back, laundry is happening tomorrow. And she even writes back, without missing a beat, she writes, yep. I can't leave her. Doxy is too violent towards Coco. And then he just writes back, you know, let her out of her cage. I'll get her. And she writes back, K. They're so casual about this. And I'm just like, I wrote her like, I'm not sure what I'd rather. I'm not sure which I'd rather. One good goat, one stuck goat, while the other one beats the shit out of it while I'm being asked to do laundry. Or mother, sister-in-law, and husband constantly bitching about everything and telling me useless stories about when they, you know, what they bought at CVS God. And where they last had a good donut. Like, I'm not sure which is worse. I'd almost rather deal with the goats because I don't give a fuck about where they last had a good donut. Your life is so much more interesting, and you're probably like wishing you could just be laying on the bed while someone bathes your child. I mean, I'm sure you'd rather listen to people drone on about their boring lives than have to like, you know, save a goat from getting the shit kicked out of them by another goat.
I know. Believe me. It just, yeah, it was so crazy.
It was just crazy.
Oh, and the whole laundry thing.
No parallels there at all.
No, like at all. No. Which is the craziest
part.
I don't even do the laundry.
I don't even do my own laundry.
Okay, so to clarify why he texted that is because our plans at that moment were that I think he was just picking up, I forgot what he was, he was really just on his way home from some, like he was picking up something vital that needed to be done on that day. And then when he was going to come home, we needed to do 2 weeks worth
yes.
of
oh,
laundry.
Yeah, you texted
like
that
our whole
later.
Plan
yes.
that day was to go into town and to do all of
shop
that. Was
for
like
food
the big,
and do 2 weeks worth of laundry.
Yes. That was our duty on Monday. And then that when he said laundry is happening tomorrow, it was like
he
basically
was saying, change of
telling
plans.
Me, yes, I'm going to be dealing
see,
with
when
the
you
goats.
But of course you can see
night.
Why
yeah.
I thought you were saying,
right, totally.
Hey,
yeah.
hey, butthead, the goats are loose. And he was like, listen, my underwear is not clean. That's what it looked like. Now I understand, though. I understand now.
Yeah, now you, yes. No, I get it from, like, yeah, the outsider perspective. Yeah, it doesn't, it's like,
your
it's a non sequitur. It's
sense,
like,
though.
What?
You know, your way makes more sense. But I was just like, what does he mean, laundry? Okay, do the laundry. Okay, I'll give you a break. What is she, an indentured servant? Hispanic doesn't mean maid, Randy. How dare you say I'm mansplaining?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you, John. Anyway, so,
oh,
yeah, man. So Elsie's life oh. and Jess's life, Elsie's yes. life. And what are we going to call this show of ours?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Elsie and Jess.
Yeah. Elsie. I mean, you could. I mean,
might as
they
well,
used to have a show called Kate and Allie. That went well. It was Jane Curtin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we could be Elsie and
I
Jess.
Think
why not?
We've had shows like that. There's been, well, Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley. Cagney
yeah,
and Lacey.
It works. Hey, we have it
we have
going
it.
On here.
Elsie and Jess. We'll just call it Elsie
Rizzoli
and Jess.
Rizzoli and Isles.
Elsie and Jess. Oh, yeah. Rizzoli and Isles.
Yes. Yeah, see?
I
you
think
know, I've
perfect.
Been obsessing about those books.
What books? Rizzoli and Isles?
Yeah, the Rizzoli and Isles.
There's books?
Dude.
I didn't even know.
I've been, yeah, I love them.
I seriously did not even know.
Is the author. And I've been going through their whole, like, list. I think I've read, like, 5 of them now.
Really?
So all the mysteries, they're all mystery novels, and then they all, like,
you know why you're turning to books, because you can't get Netflix and any kind of cable, and you're desperate to consume
absolutely.
Content of any kind. It's
yes.
like your brain is bleeding from, you're going to start bleeding from the ears if you don't consume content. That's what's happening.
Yes, I am an obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'm a voracious reader right now. Mind you, it has nothing to do with nonfiction books. Do not send me a how to do anything or self-help books. Those are like the things that would make me slip my wrists. I do not want that. I would like to be entertained, and I would like to go on a story with some people that I don't know that I come to know and love because I listen to their stories all the time. So I am good with that. In fact, I'm very happy with that.
Have you ever heard of the Women in Podcasting group?
What?
It just started.
What? No way.
It's not a group.
That's what we
it's
used to be called.
Group. It's a page right now and a website, which I thought I owned.
Oh.
How did that happen?
Dun dun dun. Maybe it's a different web. Maybe it's a different URL.
Nope. Women in Podcasting. She literally just joined Twitter and literally just put up what looks like a directory.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think we've talked about this before. Let's go back in our what is it, archives. I do believe that womeninpodcasting.com was taken a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a directory. It used to be a really, it wasn't a really big directory, but it really was like you would go onto it and then that's all it was. It was a bunch of podcasts.
That's all this is.
Women podcasts.
A bunch of podcasts.
Yeah.
But she has staff picks and she has, I don't know. The only one I've ever heard of are the famous ones. Like, she's got She Does, Women of the Hour, Magic Lessons, like Shailene, Black Girls Talking. But like, and she has a blog with one article that was posted September 14th. But her Facebook page just happened. I really thought I had that website. What do I have? Now I have to look. Why is this? What's happening? Feminina Media. I don't know. Should we edit this out so that she doesn't get any press?
What? No. I mean, you can go check it out. I mean, I think it's just a directory. And I honestly think we've already
talked
about
this. I don't have Women in Podcasting. We did a whole show on directories. Women Podcaster. Let me see.
Yeah, I don't think that womeninpodcasting.com was ever ours. I'm telling you, if we go back into the archives, I think we have the
really?
Same
You're
exact conversation.
Me.
One day I'm going to have to do that. I'm not kidding. Yeah, we went through all of the different
podcasting
directories. We talked about them.
Because, yeah, that was the original name of our thing was Women in Podcasting. Then we changed it to She Podcasts. This is my fault because I haven't been able to get our directory into shape. That's why this happened. It is.
Well,
I can't.
Well, dude, it's too much work.
Right.
There's too many things to be thinking about right now, and we can't do it all. We tried.
Best of luck, Feminina.
And so...
Enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what I'm saying. It's like, okay, cool beans.
Okay.
Cool beans.
I just thought that was interesting.
I'm glad that you're doing it.
Yep.
I just missed
what else
my,
is going on
Trello
with Trello?
Let's
talk about PodFusion. PodFusion.
After you made me laugh, so hard. Oh.
You were sad.
Yes, I did. It was so nice. That was very nice and pleasant.
PodFusion. So this is an event coming up in October, and... I'm sorry. I meant
October.
February. I saw Orlando and said October. It's coming up in Nope. It's still not that. It's coming up in February. And it is... It's a commingling of the professional, the poetic, the conversational, the individual, the communal, the interactive, and the hilarious. It's a full-day VIP workshop led and run by Elsie and myself. And we're going to be doing learning and exercises from some special guest stars. This is an advanced skills workshop. So it's for people who have already been launched, who have already launched their podcast and maybe want to take it to the next level somehow. So we're going super far out of the box, talking about what podcasting could be with interactive teaching methods, exercises, lessons, stuff like that. We want the whole day to be interactive. And if you buy your ticket to PodFest, which is the event that our workshop is leading up to, PodFest is sort of like, I don't want to say it's sort of like podcast movement because it's much more grassrootier. But this year, it's like a multimedia expo, and it's a gathering place for independent podcasters, bloggers, YouTubers, Periscopers, and other social media broadcasters. Last year, I went, and it was amazingly fun. It was super cool. It's going to be in Orlando at the Caribe Royale Resort, which looks amazing, and it's February 23rd through the 25th. So if you buy your ticket to that, and you use the code SHEPODCAST, you can get $77 off of the 3-day pass. And I don't know about you, but I would way rather be in Florida that week of February than be here. I only pray that it will not snow and keep me here, because that's the only thing that would stop me is that week. Well, actually, it's more like the end of January and beginning February is usually terrible, terrible weather here in Philadelphia. Terrible weather.
Bah. But it's not going to be because, you know, we're...
I mean, I only know this because
anyway.
My daughter's birthday is the 22nd and it literally snows on her birthday every year. It's the worst weekend to have a birthday in the history of birth. Mine's the week before. It's always like that end of January, first week of February. It's a disaster. My parents' wedding anniversary was the 19th. And she said it snowed on their wedding and every anniversary after that. So,
wow. Yeah.
Bad weather.
It sucks. Mm-hmm. February 6th was always very... Well, that's my birthday. And that always so fun. So, such a fun birthday for most of my life until I moved to Pittsburgh. And then, not so much.
Right, because you were in L.A. and you had
no nothing.
Like, yeah, consequence just sun. Whatsoever.
Just sunshine.
Then you're in Pittsburgh and your birthday sucks.
Yes, all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the other thing, though, guys, is, you know, and I know that... We are aiming this to these are advanced practices, and it's not necessarily about how to launch a podcast, but especially with the way that things are going and the way that we may feel like we need our voices heard even more now, and you really do want to have a podcast and you want to say things that you possibly feel a little bit like you can't, or that you don't have enough courage to be able to say or whatnot, coming to PodFusion is the best way for you to break those patterns. Because you are going to be among people who are like-minded, like-hearted, believe in the things that you do, in the sense of the power of media and the power of podcasting, so that you can get to a point where you can speak your mind. So if you don't have a podcast, but you are maybe fearful of getting behind the microphone, this would be the best place to go, because it'll push you through it. And you can learn how to podcast almost anywhere. Google it. It's super easy. The kind of stuff that we're going to be able to do at PodFusion is not going to be that. And it's not something that we can teach you via like a webinar. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So please come.
Yay. Can't wait to hang out with you guys. So it's going to be so fun.
I know, it's going to be so great. So staying in the happy, 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 joy, joy. So what's this? What happens when podcasters die? And other series.
Well,
I thought, why not? Let's go there.
I mean, we're already depressed. Why the hell not?
Yes, totally.
So, yeah, what happens when podcasters die and other cheery stories? So this was an article that I saw around the 20th of October, and the guy was re-listening to a podcast on Rowdy Roddy Piper and remembered him from the 1980s, who died a year ago, and he had a podcast. So he was a guest on Adam Carolla's show and stuff, but the writer had never heard his own show, which was called Piper's Pit. It was also the name of the show he did on the WWF in the 1980s on Sunday morning TV, where he would dehumanize people like Jimmy Superfly Snuka and be roughhoused by people like Andre the Giant. It was like the original Jerry Springer show. This guy brought me great joy as a kid, which made me wonder about what happens when podcasters die. He created 64 episodes before passing on. Like most old wrestlers, he was pretty broken down by the end and reflective. He wasn't wealthy. He was still wrestling in terrible circuits. There was he said he saw this poster in a pizza place in Utica, New York, and it says like, live Piper's Pit, Rowdy Roddy Piper, tickets as low as $15. Like, so, and then like, in his very last episode, he complained about how he was getting kicked off his network because of Stone Cold Steve Austin, who has a lot of sway in the podcast world, didn't agree with some of Roddy's content. So now he was just on SoundCloud like any other jabroni, he says. And Piper didn't think Austin was being all that manly doing that. He's a man. He has four kids. But he didn't harp too long on it. Instead, he was, you know, interviewing other people. It's kind of nice that a podcast can live on after the podcaster dies, but it's also kind of weird. And it's true, like if something, God forbid, were to happen to me tomorrow, you could just hear me talk as if I were still alive anytime. You can hear me talk about all the things anytime, how I feel about everything.
Yeah,
I never thought about that. And, you know, I also never thought about what would happen to all my social media accounts. Like, I know on Facebook you can request to memorialize a page when someone dies, but all my stuff is still there.
I think there's a service for that.
Is there?
I forgot what it was. I think they were also sponsors. I think they were also sponsors for This Week in Tech way back when I heard it for the first time. And it really was about that. It was like the service gets a hold, or somehow, like it's sort of like you are getting your will together, and then part of
digital will.
That, yeah. It's sort of like that. Yeah, it's sort of like you kind of go in and you right now, like we would open an account with this service and then give instructions of what to do if we died with our social media properties.
So like Kim Kardashian was robbed and she hasn't posted one word on social media since. And like I've read that her business is starting to suffer.
I thought she did.
I don't know. But I read that her business is starting to suffer because most of it was contingent on her posting about other products and making appearances and doing things like that.
Well, yeah, because she was like, that's like what, I mean, it was completely and utterly intertwined, but it's not like she can even do anything about that, though, because it's her people want to see. People like her app, their apps are all based on insider information about what she's doing, you know? So she can't have somebody else do that because people want to see her. I'm sure she's having some kind of reckoning.
She is, and she's not
right
put
now.
One thing since October 2nd that I can see, that I've seen. And I've never looked until this happened.
Well, it seems like she did. Right. She probably just...
She's living in fear, it says. Yeah. And I mean,
it's
of course
sad.
She is. Well, so...
Well, yeah.
She's not even dead, I guess is what I'm saying. But if she were, if God forbid something had happened to her while that was happening, like, it's
right.
creepy as hell to just see her last moments of safety. And then nothing. And then hanging in the balance with
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, that's not, that's, yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of makes you think, like, I don't mind opening up a service and giving people instructions as to what to do when I die. But it just really makes you realize, like, the footprint that you and I are leaving. Like, God forbid, maybe we should talk about this now. All right, let's discuss. What if one of the goats tramples you to death? Okay. No, I'm sorry. That's not funny. What if, God forbid, something were to happen to one of us? Would you, like, I don't think I would be able to, I don't want to do the show without you. I don't want to do the group, really.
I wouldn't want to do the show without
you. I mean, would you just let it die? Like, what are our...
I would have to take a hiatus and sort of sit with myself. I mean, come on. It takes a while to mourn.
Years, though. It takes years to mourn people.
Right. Well, that's what I think that you would have to... I think it would be
my instinct right now, maybe this is because we're all bummed out, is to shut everything down and just let people disperse. I know that's sad. That's probably not what you guys want to hear.
Is that
what if you're listening, just go ahead and listen to another show now just in case. No, right. But like no, but no, She Podcast was your idea. Like, it was your, I don't want to do it without you.
I think that I would probably shut the podcast down indefinitely. I'm not sure about the group. I don't know what I would do. I would probably reach out to some people and say, like,
help admin. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I can't do it.
Yeah. Right. Would you?
I don't know. Like, and I would leave it open. I would say, and I don't know if I will come back. Like, I might let it be what it was and then do something else.
Like a separate title, separate everything.
Yeah, separate
ladies,
everything.
May I offer a suggestion since you're doing this?
Would you like to be the backup host if one of us perishes?
Well, no. What I'm thinking of is that since you're here right now, Jess, why don't you help Elsie pick out your replacement?
Oh, my God.
Who would you? And then, Elsie, why don't you help Jess pick out your replacement? What do you think?
I can't do that.
No, she can pick whoever she wants.
No, but
I wonder if you would pick someone who was like me or the opposite.
Well, the whole point is that it has to be like you. Because
right, but
it's boring when it's somebody like me.
It's not.
Like, could you imagine? We'd sit here and be like, it would just be so boring.
Well, who would you want to? But there's no one else that I'd want to. See, that's the thing. It would be just be a different show, I think. Like, I mean,
that's
even
what
if
I'm
talked
saying.
About,
that's why
if I wanted to talk about podcasting issues with someone else, I don't know that it would even be like a sheepy thing. I don't know who else works for, maybe Crystal. I don't even know her that well. I love her, but I don't know her that well. Like no one else I know, I don't want to do it with anyone else. I don't know anyone else that I would want to talk about just podcasting with for an hour and a half every week. You're the only person in my head at this moment. I could talk about other stuff with many people in the group. I could talk about advertising and marketing with Jessica Rhodes. I could talk about other people with Ramona Rice.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
There's a lot of stuff I could talk about with Ramona. Podcasting included. She works for a podcast website. She might be a
Yeah.
You know, she might be a good solution for you because she's more like me. I think she and I wouldn't be able to get a word in edgewise if we did this show together with her. That's why I was wondering if you would pick someone who was more like you, because
I need it. No, I couldn't. I think I need somebody that's more like you. That's the whole point. Because I don't think it would work if it was somebody that was more like me. I'd be bored.
Well, here's my mandate. If God forbid something ever does happen to me, I'm not going to let you walk around going, Jess would want me to do the show. Like, I would want you to do whatever you're comfortable with. I would not want you to do the show if you were too sad or over it or not feeling inspired. So that's my mandate for you, is that I would want you to do what makes you happy as far as continuing or not continuing the show. Just so you know, that's my public
mandate.
That's
what I say to you.
Okay.
That is what I say to you as well. Because if, you know, don't be like, well, I can't do it without her. Because if you want to do it, you could totally do it. Because I live in She Podcasts.
You do. Your spirit lives on in She Podcasts.
Lives on in She Podcasts.
It's very true.
So, well, that was an uplifting conversation.
Not really. But it was interesting, though. I mean, if you think about all the people who listen to this, like the legacy that you're leaving. And I mean, it's not like, oh, be careful because you're leaving a legacy. But I'm just saying, like, it's kind of nice that people who are close to you will be able to hear the things that you had to say about whatever. And actually, it might even be sombering. Like, are you not doing a show because you're afraid to talk about this or that? Like, what if you were dead tomorrow? Would you have wanted to have a library of your thoughts on a particular topic that you never got around to sharing? Maybe you should share them before it's too late.
It's you know,
that's a depressing thought too.
That's a depressing thought. Jeez. That's a very depressing. I think that
I'm not winning no matter what today. All there is to it.
Oh man, why don't we move to something else? So that it's
nothing
not as,
feels uplifting today. I feel like no matter what we talk about, we can't win.
Well, what about this last article? Because how long
Star Wars or Zuckerberg?
45 is like the Zuckerberg one. Right, on. This one's that hat tip to Mignon Fogarty. She actually posted this on her Facebook wall, and it was something that I thought, oh, okay, this is something that we can talk about. Because truly, where do you go to get your news, Jess?
Facebook.
Okay.
BuzzFeed.
So that's what I'm saying. So BuzzFeed, Facebook, like I like if you want to know something fairly quickly.
On my phone, if that's what you're asking.
To see like what the pulse is. Yeah.
Yeah, I go on my phone. I swipe left on the home screen and it says it has news and top stories. So I do that first. Okay. But Facebook also.
So there's that kind of stuff there. But this article is called Facebook is Harming Our Democracy, mm-hmm. and Mark Zuckerberg needs to do something about it. Basically, it's kind of calling Facebook to task that people are calling Facebook like a media platform. And he says that they are not, that they are a tech company, is what Zuckerberg continues to say and continues to put out there. But this article says, quote, but that's wrong. Facebook makes billions of editorial decisions every day. And often they are bad editorial decisions, steering people to sensational, one-sided, or just plain inaccurate stories.
I mean, that's the problem that is like, they would only be a tech company if they didn't use algorithms. But because they do, yeah, then they're steering you. They're just steering you. Yeah. And that's why on Facebook last night, everyone was like, how come I don't know anyone that voted for Trump? How come I don't know anyone that voted for Clinton?
Exactly.
This is why, because you're not seeing that stuff, because they know that you
you're
don't,
not seeing it.
That you've voted for whoever you voted for. So,
yep.
It's kind of weird.
And so it's a little bit disturbing, you know? And so to be really, I don't know. I mean, I do believe that this is impacting the way that as a society, we are completely unawares. And then I think that that's why people were so, again, not, people are like going, what is happening? What is happening? That's all I kept seeing, you know, and on Facebook was shock. Yeah. And it's because, you know, the people that obviously that are in my feed were exactly being curated due to what's happening, you know, that it was just the stuff that I liked, you know, like if I like somebody saying something, then they would assume that I am going to like other things that are around this type of a post. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I like it because I only want to see
I mean, it
those
leaves
things.
People with a lot of misinformation. That's all. Because you're only seeing, like, if you like Trump, you've only seen what a great guy he is for the last 2 months and so on and so forth. So it's just frustrating.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think that this is a really interesting thing, particularly for, and there's some of us in the old, because now, dude, we're like the old school people.
Yeah.
We're like the oldies now. We're like we're totally are. So we don't even know what the younger generations are doing now, because we at least read newspapers in our lifetime. We at least know how to do some research and how to, you know, at least I don't know when I was in school, like in studying government or studying history or studying all of these other different types of things, there was a certain level of me having to use my own brain to make decisions. And I had to research and kind of like figure out if this was a true article or not a true article, and then kind of make decisions based upon that. And maybe I would skew to read certain publications that were a little bit more towards one side than the other. But at this rate, our younger generation, where are they getting their news? Like, where do you get educated now about what really is going on out there? And how
they get it on social media.
I don't know.
You're
I mean,
right.
I
they do. Right.
And it's just kind of, it's kind of frustrating because that's where the shock comes in, because you don't really know what the pulse is. It's sort of, I don't know.
Sucks.
I don't know how to solve that problem. So what do you think?
I don't think that they want to get into the media business, but I think if that's the case, they have to change their algorithms to just have everything come like Twitter. Like Twitter doesn't do the algorithm thing, and therefore it's like more of an honest way of seeing your news. Right? Because you're choosing it.
Right.
It just comes up.
Yeah.
That's why Twitter's not having this problem with people, is because it's there is no algorithm. I think that's probably a better way to go in this case. That's all. I don't know. I'd love to hear what other people think, because I don't know everything.
Yeah.
But.
and no, I know. But it's interesting how they said here. And this is from the article, quote, Facebook hasn't told the public very much about how its algorithm works. But we know that one of the company's top priorities for the newsfeed is engagement. The company tries to choose posts that people are likely to read, like, and share with their friends, which they hope will induce people to return to the site over and over again, end quote. So it's like they're business people.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to keep on giving you what you like so that you keep coming back, sharing that stuff. But I think the problem with this now is that its impact on society and culture. This is a greater ripple effect. Oh, my God. You know, it's not like somebody creating, you know, putting the candy on the in the candy aisle, you know, when you're shopping, when you're exiting the supermarket or something like that. I mean, yeah, that also impacts society as well, I guess, you know, putting candy front and center. But still, it's not quite, for some reason, it just feels like it's not, I don't know, man.
It's so easy to share what?
And it's so easy to share things. Like if you see something like, you know, a map, an infographic, a picture of, like, you know, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton together. If, you know, it's, you know, saying weird things or having certain weird stats or having an image of Hillary Clinton with, you know, go to jail. I don't know what was the thing. Hillary, go to jail, whatever that was. And it's just so easy to share that because it's already pre-made. All you have to do is share.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to do that before.
If we were, again,
you know, especially with. No, in past elections, what was the only way to share really hateful things about your candidate? The only way you really saw the hate speech or like all of that kind of messing of the mind would be if you're watching television and the ads, right? I don't think I saw one political ad this election, but mind you,
I mean, there were many.
That one. Okay. Well, I didn't because I don't have a TV. So I didn't see those. And the only things that I saw were all the hashtags.
Yeah, there were many
ads. So hashtags were huge.
Most of them disturbing. Most of them about Donald. I don't recall seeing that many about Hillary, to be honest. But it didn't matter. I don't know. Is Facebook responsible or not? Did we decide?
Is Facebook responsible? No, that's what we're trying to. It's like this whole article is so scary. Like the other headline, Facebook creates perverse incentives for journalists. So here's how it went wrong. A BuzzFeed article this week illustrates how catastrophically bad Facebook editorial's judgment can be. According to BuzzFeed, a group of young people in Macedonia has created more than 140 pro-Trump news sites. Most of these posts are aggregated and completely plagiarized from fringe and right-wing sites in the U.S. The Macedonians see a story elsewhere, write a sensationalized headline, and quickly post it on their site. Several teens and young men who run these sites told BuzzFeed that they learned the best way to generate traffic is to get their politics stories to spread on Facebook. The best way to generate shares on Facebook is to publish sensationalist and often false content that caters to Trump supporters. Yes, the info in this blog is false and misleading, one of the youngsters told BuzzFeed. But the rationale is that if it gets the people to click on it and engage, then use it.
Yeah,
right?
I just peeked on Facebook for a minute just to like see like how biased is it exactly. And like if I click on newsfeed, you can do most recent. I don't have to do top stories. You can't do that on your phone. If you can, I haven't figured it out how to do most recent.
Oh, to do just the most recent on your phone, yeah, so that you read, yep, everybody's stuff. You know what? I don't think I've clicked on
I don't
that.
Think and you can.
I don't. I yeah.
When it says trending, though, it just says Hillary Melania Snapchat. If I do see more, it then says Kristallnacht. I don't know why. And then Ridgeland, South Carolina. And then election 2016, Ian Somerhalder, Blaine, Minnesota, Electoral College, Angelina Jolie, and Brad Pitt. Do you have the same stuff trending?
What?
Yeah. Do you have the same stuff trending? I'd be...
Ian is the cute boy from Vampire Diaries, yes, right? He's the one with the green yeah, beautiful, green yep, eyes. Yep, yep, what yep, is he saying? Hope he's not talking.
He is going to be replacing so, Jamie as Christian Grey in 50 Shades.
What? Get out of town!
Yeah, that's what it says. Oh, and then there's Piggy's taking God, a bath. Piggy's in a bath. That's my friend Murph wrote that.
Okay, where am I supposed to go on Facebook?
Okay, if you're on Facebook, under, yes, okay, on the right column, it says your pages, this week, recent posts, three events, and that's where your birthdays are, and then trending.
Trending.
What's in
yes,
there? What trending, do you see?
I see Hillary Clinton,
yep,
Michelle Obama,
nope,
Ridgeland, South Carolina,
yep,
Electoral College,
yep,
Van Jones,
nope,
Bethlehem Steel,
nope,
Dow Jones Industrial Average,
nope,
Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, Melania Trump, and Sarah Paulson.
Yep, and nope. So we have totally different trending lists.
Trending stuffs that are probably delivered just for me. Politics. Do you want to check, click on
yeah,
politics?
Yeah, let's click on, yep.
Okay, politics. Okay,
ready?
All right. What do you have?
Oh, I have more of the ones you just said.
Oh, okay.
Go
There's
ahead.
A bunch. Yeah. So
Hillary,
well,
like Melania. Those are the top two.
No, I have Hillary Clinton, Electoral College, Van mm-hmm. Jones, Dow
Still
Jones.
Still don't have that one.
Lebanon County, Pennsylvania. Again,
yep,
I don't even
I have that
I don't
one.
Even. Melania Trump, Sarah Paulson, nope, hashtag nope. Election 2016, California yep. Proposition 64,
yep.
Michelle Obama.
Yes. But then I also have Google search, immigration to Canada, Marilyn Manson.
What?
Because I didn't have
For
some
politics?
Of the ones you had. Yes. And then I didn't have some yeah. of the ones you had, though. That is weird. So now we know. They're skewing us a little.
They are skewing us
a little. So then maybe they should be more responsible about what... I mean, similar, but I don't know why I would get one, not the other.
Well, you know what's really weird is that it has to do with your search, which is really disturbing because I think... Because this morning, I was like, okay, I'm going to school myself again on how exactly the Electoral College works. So I was reading up on the Electoral College this morning and being able to see, like... How is all of this happen? How are the electoral votes put in? Like, how does that affect the election? Like, I was doing all this kind of research to see all that stuff. So I assume that that's why. But I wasn't searching in Facebook, though. I was first searching in Google, which is the disturbing part. And I was on my phone. Mm-hmm. So
it's weird.
Just kind of nuts. I don't know.
Weird.
Weird. So, okay. So, I don't have anything. I don't have anything else. This has been a
let's just talk
one
about,
for the...
Okay. Before we hang up, okay. Let's do the Weird Wild Show of the Week.
Okay. I don't have one of those today.
I always have one of those.
Okay.
I always have one of those. And again, not necessarily weird and wild, but just interesting to me. Because it's new for me. Gosh, there's so many. Oh, this one, I was taken by this one. And it's actually popular, so many of you probably know it. But Trivial Warfare. Do you guys know Trivial Warfare?
No.
Do you know the Trivial Warfare podcast? Did you?
No.
Oh my God, Elsie. Okay, did you ever hang out in bars when you were younger? I'm assuming you did. You remember, like, they would have trivia, like, either on the... like thing at the bar where you could put a quarter in and play, or up top where you could like sit and play with your friends as it went around.
Uh-huh.
Well, so this is called Trivial Warfare, a pub quiz trivia podcast.
Oh.
So basically they play trivia with each other and we play at home, I guess. Isn't that cool?
Well, that's cool. That's fun. That's like a total, that's a fun one.
Yeah. It's really fun and cool. And they have like a Trivial Warfare army, and they have like a really like active Facebook group. Basically, it says we take the pub quiz out of the pub and bring it home to you. So it's like a podcast, an hour long podcast where they do like the pub trivia. It's so fun. Jonathan Oakes is the host. He actually, there's a couple like like players that come every time. Chris Hollister, Carmela Smith, Mark Demeter, Ben Young. Like, he has like some recurring characters, I guess, on the show. But it's Jonathan doing, you know, he runs the show and it's his show. And anyway, it's really, I thought it was such a cool idea. Because if you're bored and you're going on like a family trip, which you happen to do often, you know, like you could play trivia with your fam. Or instead of talk to them about stuff. It's like the dream. See, for that? Me, it's the dream.
There you go.
So that's a fun one, I thought. Trivial Warfare. So it's trivialwarfare.com if you're interested. You love trivia. I personally, unless it's about TV or movies, I'm never going to win. I don't know trivia about anything else except those two topics. It's kind of depressing.
I don't know trivia like at all.
Like at all?
Like I don't nothing. Even know trivia about myself. Like I'm
know,
sure there's
I could probably
other people
win
that know
I'll
trivia
win
about
that.
My, yeah. I will not. I'm so bad about that. This would be me in a trivia thing. Like, if you ask me a question, I'd be like, oh, it's that one thing that you put when you go over to with that person. I know exactly what that is. That would be me for every answer.
And there's another one I want to highlight for the dudes. I don't think a lot of women are going to be listening to this one, but I'm going to go ahead and highlight anyway. Because it's a little weird and wild for me. And here's why. So, like, this is Fish Nerds Podcast, fishnerds.com, the best fishing podcast that's always interesting, usually funny, and mostly true. So, if you like fishing, that's all I need to say.
Gosh.
However, what's fun about this podcast are the initials FN, okay? Because then they put it on stuff like the FN podcast, the FN group, the FN newsletter.
Oh, my
God. They have FN everything, and I'm just so jealous I didn't think of it myself. So I was like, let's
That's
talk
fantastic.
About your effing
now,
sponsorship. I'm so funny. But yeah, Fish Nerds. Fish
you
Nerds.
You are funny.
Fish Nerds is about fishing.
So how funny is this, though? Yeah. So here's the thing. While I was sitting here, like one of the posts went in through to the Lipson Facebook page. And I wrote, because I was inspired by us recording here and what we're going through, and a lot of she podcasters are posting at the same time. Like, I had to record a podcast today and I didn't know what to say. And it's having a hard time, just like us. So it's this one I wrote in, how many of you are recording a podcast today and how's it going? Yeah. That was just the post. And Fish Nerds
on Lipson?
Responded. Yeah, on the
oh
Lipson
my God,
Facebook page.
What a coincidence.
And Fish That's Nerds responded, I know. It's so weird. And so then Fish Nerds just responded, always keeping the production schedule, trying not to bring politics into the show. Fish are the equalizer.
I love it. Oh my God, that is such a funny coincidence. That's a hilarious coincidence.
I know.
He is the nicest guy.
I know.
Clay Groves is his name, and he's extremely nice and funny. But I know that most of our audience, if I had to guess, although we haven't done a demographic survey in years, don't fish.
No, we haven't.
Although I thought you were going to tell me, oh my God, this is so crazy. I love fishing, because that would not surprise me. But maybe Randy would like Fish Nerds. Does he fish?
No.
I don't know anyone that does, but also
like
I don't know anyone that voted for Trump. So I know they're out there.
I used to go fishing.
They're out there.
Yeah, huh?
A lot of people fish. And I mean, they say it's like
baby.
The ultimate meditation, zen, or whatever. Oh, you know what? I do know people that fish. My son, Nathan, fishes. He's gone fishing. He loves fishing. Almost forgot I had a second son.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Just kidding. I wish I could forget them. Just kidding. Okay. I guess we'll wrap it up. Those terrible jokes. And by the time you get this, maybe we'll all be a little less bummed out.
Yes,
and
probably.
Hopefully you'll enjoy this show more than we did. But I always enjoy talking to you, Elsie.
Yes, and that whole, you know, guys, if you
I did
enjoyed
make her
that,
laugh hard.
That for, yeah, she did. So, you know, the goat story is one for the ages here, so I get to laugh out loud.
It's going to be a short show so. Notes, people. It's going to
yeah,
be about
baby.
Goats.
Goats.
Goats
Not very
and
many
death.
Likes. Goats and death.
That's the title. We did
goats
it, Elsie.
Goats and death.
Goats and
death.
Death.
Perfect.
Wait,
what?
That's the name of our show, our sitcom. Goats and Death. All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
Catch us on, I was going to say offintheweeds.com. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Shepodcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Shepodcast. You can find us on Facebook at Shepodcast. And before you hang up, check out our Patreon page and send us some cash so we can keep up the charade of making money podcasting.
Yeah,
just
maybe.
Kidding again. If you need help with that, I can help you. No, you know, it's funny because I do talk to people who are trying to use Patreon, and I'm just like, how much are you making? They're like, $80 a month. And I'm like, great, I make $11 and I split it with Elsie. So, you know, let's bump that up a little bit. If you enjoy the show, $1 a month isn't so much, and you get so much value out of it.
No,
so give
$1 a month, guys.
We'll each get 50 cents, but it would mean more. It's the actions that mean more.
Absolutely.
So thank you in advance for doing that. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.